This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Hey, hockey fans, you know the ins and outs of hockey. It's time to turn that knowledge into cold, hard cash. You can do that at mybookie.ag. Nobody gives you more ways to win than mybookie. They have the very best payouts and better odds than any of the other sports books. You can risk a little or lay it all on the line. Bet on as many games as you want and win big. Join MyBookie now and they will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. Just use promo code THPN to activate this amazing offer. Pick your games and visit MyBookie.ag. Use promo code THPN and turn your hockey knowledge into cold hard cash. You play, you win, get paid. Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube. Canucks, check. Sharks, check. Kings, what in the hell? Hello, Calgary Flames fans. Time for another episode of Flames Unfiltered. Episode number 40, recorded February 12th, 2020, a late night Wednesday night, as we watch the Kings defeat the Flames. Don't want to really talk about that one, but we'll have to. I am the host of the show, Brad Berube. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Flames Unfiltered. And just when we thought we had things rolling, 2-6-2 wins in a row. Yep, Flames fans, not one goal wins, but four goal wins. Holy crap, I didn't even think that was possible. Then the disaster in LA. We lose to the Kings for the third time this year. It's the first regulation win for the Kings since January 6th. What? Just when you think things are clicking on the road, a letdown in LA. Boy, it's been a tale of two seasons this year on the road. Flames in the last 17 games have been really good on the road, 12-4-1. Hope to continue that tonight, but not so much. Early in the year, we were deadly at home, and now we're not very good at home. But at least we're clicking along pretty good on the road, and we hope that continues. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, which this drops Thursday morning, so tonight, if you're just listening when it comes out on the Hockey Podcast Network, the Kings go into Anaheim for a second night of a back-to-back. And I think it was kind of understood, you know, we can't win every game. But on this four-game road trip, we needed to get 6 points because we were playing 3 of the 4 against teams below us in the division, all divisional games, and all very, very critical. 4 down as we win the first two. But now we got a little bit of pressure on us, as we need to go out and get 2 points in Anaheim Thursday night. A place where, let's face it, Flames fans, it's been a hall of horrors there. But like I've said a million times, this road trip decides the fate of the Flames' playoff hopes and what they do at deadline. I honestly believe that. We have to be productive here in the next two games, one of which is on the road in Anaheim Thursday and then back home against Chicago, another team below us in the standings Saturday night. On today's show, we're going to recap that huge win in San Jose and how we were outworked and the disaster in LA. Then it's time to talk about a potential trade deadline target. Yep, Taylor Hall. Is it possible? Is it possible? Then on to Flames problems. What do we do with Bennett and Ronaldo? Then it's time for some Flames news as we talk the Bollmeister scare. Yelsin getting his first NHL game. Robinson called down and back up. And then we'll take a quick trip around the league, talk a little about Paul Maurice, McDavid, Zucker, and the crazy Pacific. Take a listener question and talk about the future talent of the Flames. And we wrap up. God, I can't talk. For a preview of that Anaheim and Chicago game we mentioned earlier, as Saturday night the Blackhawks come to the Saddledome for a Saturday night Hockey Night in Canada battle. check out Flames Unfiltered on the Hockey Podcast Network and flamesunfiltered.com. You know what? Let's head to a commercial because I got to learn to talk again.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is proud to be part of, has a great podcast called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Hosted by former National Hockey League player Terry Ryan. Yep, you heard him on Spittin' Chicklets, and he has you laughing on every episode. Check out Tales with TR, a hockey podcast, on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, Flames fans, hopefully now I can talk again. Struggle bus this late at night. But you know what? I want to get these episodes out after the games are over, so the news is fresh, right? Yeah. You don't want me talking in this episode and leaving out the LA stuff when it happened. You know what I'm saying. All right, let's go back to Monday night and recap that night. 6-2, Calgary win in San Jose. Honestly, one of the craziest games I've seen. Calgary was good right away. Had some jump in the step, and I thought, you know what? Coming off that 6-2 win in Vancouver, could you get any better? And then we get a goal from Lucic, followed by a goal from Reeder. At that point, I tweeted, we're golden. We're going to win this one, because if Lucic and Reeder both score, which they did in Vancouver, it equals a win. And then Ronaldo scored. And I thought, what in the hell is the odds of this? And then Jankowski scored. The first four goals, but honestly, if I gave you a list and said, name me four people in the Flames that will not score tonight, these are the four that every Flames fan would have written down. The odds of this were 31,387-1. A person is three times more likely to be injured by a toilet, which is 10,000-1, than to have those four score in a row. That information, thank you, Darren Haynes. You need to follow this guy on Twitter if you're a Flames fan. At Darren Haynes, this guy is amazing. I laugh at his tweets every night. And this one is probably my favorite tweet he's ever done. We have a better chance of getting injured by a toilet than having those four score in a row. Just think about that. Other good news, Michael Backlund snaps a 13-game goalless drought. Tkachuk with another beauty between the legs. And you know what? Everything just fell into place in San Jose. It just did. It fell into place. Goals, they were timely, fancy goals. Backlund gets off the slump. Everything was just coming up roses for us in San Jose. Then it was time to move on to Los Angeles. Thursday night, we're in Anaheim. That's tomorrow, which is today if you're just listening to this. LA. And you know, this game scared the crap out of me before it even started, because we haven't been very good with LA this year at all. And then they dropped the puck, and it was just flat out a horrible, lazy start for the Flames, I thought. We weren't there on time. And then, well, Backlund scores first, which, yeah, big shocker. We were horrible in the first. Nobody scored. In the second, Backlund scores at the 11:37 mark, his eighth of the year, and I'm like, yeah, it was a beautiful play by Tkachuk. Picked off a wrap around from the goaltender, and I was like, yes, this is going to be good. We're going to survive a horrible first period and get a lead. Well, just under a minute later, Tyler Toffoli gets his 15th. Just a few seconds later after that, Austin Wagner gets his fourth, and it's 2-1 heading into the third. And I'm not happy with the way we're playing, especially on goal number two, because this one's on Hanifin. He's out there for way too long, number one, way too long of a shift. And then he's up playing offense. What's he doing? I'm so good with defensemen being active, but when you're active and you don't come back and you think you're a winger all of a sudden, that creates a damn problem. And it created a goal. We've been active on defense in the Vancouver and the San Jose game, and it helped us. But you can't get stupid about it. And Hanifin was stupid on that play. I thought Gaudreau had good jump. I thought Riddick was pretty good. He probably would like to have the McDermott goal back, the goal that brought LA up 3-1. Then Lindholm scores his 23rd on a bank in, basically. Carter scores one in the slot to make it 4-2. And it looks like it's all she wrote for Calgary. And on that Carter goal, that whole shift, the Flames were just outworked, just plain outworked by the Kings. It looked like we were playing a first-place team, and it's so damn funny how we make shitty teams look so good. Lindholm banks one in the 16:55 mark to draw Calgary within one, and Shane Walker scores from 180 feet on an empty net to give Calgary the win. Or what am I saying? LA the win. Yeah, it was a frustrating, frustrating night. And I hate losing to teams that far below us in the standings. It's just, you're not going to get into the playoffs if you can't get 2 points against teams this bad on a consistent basis. It's going to happen once in a while where you drop points to a team like this, but not 3 times in 1 year. Frustrating.
Every team, everywhere. The Hockey Podcast Network.
All right, let's talk, I don't know, what some people would say craziness. I don't know, is it crazy? I'm starting to wonder about it. Well, it's crazy if we don't start winning, we're not going to be buyers at deadline. But a million people have brought this up to me, and I've thought about talking about it on the show about 4 or 5 times and kind of wrote it off every time. Then I started thinking about it yesterday a little bit more, and I'm going to bring it up. Now, there's no inside information here. I haven't heard any rumors, and I doubt that this would happen, but it's something to at least consider. But will the Flames become sellers or buyers? Well, if we become a buyer, is there a possibility that Taylor Hall gets traded to Calgary? Arizona hasn't been good lately. They haven't even been a better team with Hall on the team than they were without him. Now, I know their goaltender, starting goaltender Kemper, is out with an injury, plays a huge role. I get it, yes. But if Arizona's not going to make the playoffs, and they struggle in the next week and a half leading up to deadline, wouldn't it make more sense for Arizona to recoup some of the assets they gave New Jersey for Hall? Because he's a rental. I don't think he's re-signing there. So they're going to give up all those assets and get nothing, not a playoff spot. I don't think that makes sense. And yes, I know Arizona's fans would be like, well, what? Wait a minute, we just got this guy, but what most of the fans wouldn't understand is they're going to lose him at the end of the year because he's a UFA. I think if Arizona's not going to make the playoffs, it's smart for them to recoup some of this loss. Would Calgary be a possible suitor? He grew up in Calgary. Now, I would say no to this deal if Taylor Hall thinks he's going to get $9+ million a year on a new contract. I don't think it works in Calgary's books, and I'm not a huge fan of having super high-priced players on a team. But if he'd commit to sign long-term in Calgary, which is kind of hard to determine because that would be tampering, so you're going to have to kind of roll the dice in a way, which I'm not so sure this wouldn't be a smart roll of the dice if in the next week we can solidify a playoff spot and be playing like a playoff team. Taylor Hall brings you an aspect this Flames team doesn't have. That's a top-notch forward. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not fair to Lindholm and, you know, Monahan and Gaudreau, really, to be honest with you. And Tkachuk, of course. But this brings you a top-notch, Hart Trophy-winning, forward that would help this team immensely. So I came up with a, well, first let's go over what Arizona gave up to get him. And they gave up Nick Merkley, an AHL player, Nathan Schaarner, an AHL player, Kevin Ball, an AHL player, a 2020 conditional first and a 2021 conditional third. The AHLs are probably be fine not replenishing. But I came up with a little trade scenario to see if this would work. Now, one thing you can't forget, that when Arizona acquired Hall, New Jersey retained $3 million of his $6 million contract. So, he's a $3 million cap hit right now. So if Taylor Hall went to Calgary and Calgary sent back Sam Bennett, Adam Ruziska, a 2020 first and a 2021 third, they recoup their draft picks they gave up. They get a prospect and an NHL player. They actually would be ahead of the game. They would actually be ahead of the game on what they gave. Calgary, you get Taylor Hall, put him on the wing, and see how we can roll the dice. Now, is this likely? Probably not in today's world, because there's probably fear about, you know, giving up those assets and getting nothing in return. The asset I would worry the most about is probably the first rounder. Bennett, I don't want to get rid of Bennett, but at what point is it time? I think this is something that needs to be thought about. I think this is something that needs to be considered and at least called upon. What kind of spark would Taylor Hall bring the Calgary Flames? I'm guessing a pretty big one. Another downside would be that he's not an experienced playoff player. But quite honestly, at this point, if this team could just get in and we could have Hall on the wing, I feel a whole lot more confident. Right now, we can't afford to give up one of our defensemen. With injuries that we have, we just can't. Maybe a month ago, we would have been able to get a defenseman in on the deal too. But this deal looks pretty fair to both sides, if you ask me. Is it a long shot? Absolutely it is. But you never know. I've seen crazier things happen.
NHL news, opinions, and controversy.
All right, now let's talk about what should the Flames do with Bennett and Ronaldo. Let's talk Ronaldo first. The reason I bring this up is he was signed on a PTO. At first, I was unhappy with the signing. I thought, well, what's he going to bring to the table? It's probably been a pretty shrewd PTO signing in all reality. He's played 15 games with the Flames, 10-5 in those games that he's been in the lineup. He brings a ton of energy, physical play. In the 15 games played, he's got 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 points in the 15 games. Yeah, sadly, that's more than Bennett. But the major question is, you know, could he do this on a day-to-day basis? Some guys can come in every once in a while and come in with that energy and that fight in every shift. But if he's a day-to-day player, you lose that a little bit. I think he's best fitted as a plug-in energy guy. But then where does he fit into the lineup? Now, in Wednesday night's game in L.A., Sam Bennett was out again. Now, I'm not sure if he's still recovering from his illness or if he was just scratched. He missed Monday's game with an illness. But Sam Bennett was the highest drafted Calgary Flames player ever. A fourth rounder in 2014, a first round fourth overall pick in 2014. But he hasn't panned out. And I love Sam Bennett, and I've talked highly about him on almost every podcast that I've done on Flames Unfiltered. But let's be serious about it. He's got a 36-point high in his career, and that was his rookie year. The guy's never played an American Hockey League game, and I think that was a mistake with Sam Bennett. I think in year two when he struggled, year three when he struggled, he should have been sent down. Now we can't because it's a one-way deal. Some games in the AHL would have helped Sam early in his career, given him more confidence. But he went from a possible, well, when he was drafted, a first-line player to a second-line player down to a third line, then a fourth line, and then Wednesday he was scratched. When is it right to move him? He's $2.55 million contract till end of next season. Is that overpriced? I don't know. Right now it probably is. Does he have the potential? Yeah, I believe he does. But he needs to be played or traded, one of the two. The guy's a hard worker. From all I've heard, he's a good guy in the locker room, too. Can't forget, he was probably our best skater in the playoffs last year. He's kind of one of those guys that comes in the clutch. And my fear would be trading him and then him being that big game player and watching that. But sadly, he hasn't produced for us. And it's kind of the James Neal thing. You know, you didn't want to trade him. But what do you do with him? How do you fit him in? He's currently sitting out of the lineup. I can't help but argue that he's probably better in the lineup than Ronaldo and Reeder. I've been pretty high on him over Lucic, too. I don't know. But I think some decisions need to be made because Sam Bennett, if not an asset to us, would probably be a big asset to another team, and Sam Bennett gets a fresh start. Thus, maybe the move I talked about earlier today on the show.
Hey, let's win some money. Make your hockey knowledge pay off by playing. Playline, 50K, the Hockey Podcast Network Daily Lotto. Win big with Playline. Use promo code THPN and you're set to win big bucks. Oh yeah, it takes some hockey knowledge, but you have that.
All right, Flames fans, let's roll through some Flames news. Former Calgary Flame player Jay Bouwmeester suffered a heart attack on Tuesday night during a game between the St. Louis Blues and the Anaheim Ducks in Anaheim. All reports are that he's doing better now. Scary, scary incident for any NHL player, especially one of our former players. Jay Bouwmeester, great guy, great player. Always been very fun to watch play. Super scary on Tuesday night. Very, very scary. We're glad he's doing better. Hopefully the tests all come back good. And we hope that Mr. Bouwmeester can continue on living a healthy life. Our prayers go out to Jay and his family, and the hockey world's a small community, and our thoughts and prayers go out to you. On Monday, the Flames recalled Alexander Yelchin and assigned Buddy Robinson to Stockton, only to later Monday reassign Robinson back to the Calgary Flames, where he has been a healthy scratch the past two games. Wednesday's game in Los Angeles was Alexander Yelchin's NHL debut. Some news from around the National Hockey League. Paul Maurice signs a three-year deal with the Winnipeg Jets. He has 264, 186, and 53 record in the regular season over that time in Winnipeg, and he's 11-16 in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a Western Conference final appearance in 2018. Connor McDavid has been injured. Don't laugh, Calgary Flames fans. Don't laugh. The best player in the world, we can't admit that, right? It's a quad injury that will have him out 2 to 3 weeks or 7 to 10 games. Which, what does that do to the Edmonton Oilers in the playoff race? That could get interesting. They did win their first game without him last night. Jason Zucker finally traded, but not to Calgary. He heads to Pittsburgh. And in return, Pittsburgh sends Alex Galchenyuk, Kalen Addison, and a 2020 conditional first round pick. So Minnesota doesn't do too bad on that. And you know what? I kind of think that Pittsburgh might actually do pretty dang good with that one too. Jason Zucker is going to be a good player for them. Really good player. Take a trip around the Western Conference now. And all games are complete as Vancouver just defeated Chicago. And the standings have been updated. So let's take a look. Vancouver sits in first at 69 points. Edmonton, who's played two games less, sits at 66 points. Vegas and Calgary tied for third along with Arizona. Both Vegas and Calgary have played 58 games and have 64 points. Arizona has 64 points in 59 games. So where does that shake down when you look at the wild card picture? Right now in the Pacific, Vancouver holds the number one spot. Edmonton and Vegas would be 2-3. Calgary would hold the first wild card spot along with Arizona in the second wild card spot. If the playoffs started today, guess who Calgary would play? You guessed it, the Vancouver Canucks. And wow, would that be exciting and fun? Fan question of the week, or not the week, of this episode. What current Flames prospect are you looking forward to seeing the most in the NHL? And you know, I thought a lot about this one, and I looked at it, and you know who I've really been intrigued with and enjoyed watching, and that's Glenn Gaudin, the 22-year-old drafted by St. Louis in the fourth round, 116th overall in the 2015 NHL entry draft, had a great career with Swift Current, went to a Memorial Cup with them. You know, the guy's just finds a way to get things done. In 2018-19 in Stockton, he played 64 games, had 11 goals, 27 assists, 38 points. This year, in just 43 games, he's up to 40 points, 15 goals, 25 assists. I don't know, Mr. Glenn Gaudin, I would like to see him in the lineup. Maybe sooner than later. Is he a spark plug that could help this Calgary Flames team next year? He might just earn a spot.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
Time for some game previews. Two games headed up this week before we record our next episode, which our next episode will record Sunday, drop Monday on the Hockey Podcast Network. You can also check out all of the Flames at Flames Unfiltered episodes on flamesunfiltered.com. Great website. It's got Flames news, Flames highlights, Flames social media stuff. Check out flamesunfiltered.com. Thursday night, tomorrow night, Calgary heads into Anaheim, a place where we don't like to go, but it's getting better. Calgary currently right now 29-23-6, 64 points. They sit in fourth in the Pacific Division, in a logjam in the Pacific Division. Anaheim currently 23-26-7, 53 points, sitting in sixth place in the Pacific Division. Their last game was Tuesday night in Anaheim against St. Louis. Unfortunately, that game was delayed and postponed at the 7-minute mark of the first period because of the Jay Bouwmeester emergency. The season series, Calgary, in the one matchup they played Anaheim this year on October 20th, beat Anaheim 2-1. This will be game two of a four-game set. They play again in Calgary on February 17th, and then again in Calgary on March 25th. Saturday night, Hockey Night in Canada's late game. Chicago Blackhawks head into Calgary for the final matchup of their three-game set this year. In game one on December 31st, New Year's Eve, Chicago beat Calgary 5-3. January 7th, Calgary came back to defeat Chicago 2-1 in Chicago. That will be an interesting, interesting matchup. Well, we've talked about it a million times. This is a critical, critical week for the Calgary Flames. Tonight did not help that out one bit at all. Time to get back at it tomorrow night. I liked Gaudreau tonight. I did. I rip on him all the time, but I liked him tonight. We need to get him rolling. He needs to be a big player tomorrow night in Anaheim. And 2 points are a must.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter, at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page, at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter, at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.